You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Have a great day.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard.
Happy Wednesday, Jerry. How does today find you?
Finds me wonderful. It's hump day. You're in the studio, and I love talking about the social soundbite. What's going on this week?
Oh, what is going on this week, aside from the fact that I am a quart low in my caffeination?
I can't help you with that.
I know. There will be relief soon. What is going on this week?
Relief in more ways than one.
Oh, just all kinds. We're living up to our reputation of body drive time radio here.
That made you smile.
Relief.
That just woke you up.
I'm in it.
Did that pick you up the quarter?
I'm back up to the line.
So social soundbite. What's going on in the world of media and communicating and branding?
Well, one thing that has come up yet again this week is all of these new channels emerge, and we're busy as marketers keeping up with all of them, trying to develop some sort of presence on all of them. Is that oftentimes we forget about some of the tried and true platforms out there, like email marketing, which is sort of like the older new media. And a lot of times we don't think it's as glossy, as fancy as, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all of these other channels. And in fact, it performs the best as rated by many marketers. There's a new study that I'll tweet out that shows across industries, even nonprofit, manufacturing, B2B, we've still got email as the strongest marketing channel that they're reporting using.
That's a little bit staggering because my junk mail is filled up every single day.
It is, but... But we still see studies that show us that most business professionals prefer email for important communications when compared with where else that might be coming from.
All right.
From Facebook, where you have an algorithm that it's easy to get lost in, an increasing amount of clutter there. You know, you look at other traditional channels that aren't doing the job as well as they used to. Mail. And others. So when you look at it that way, email does start to stand out a little bit. 73% report a strong ROI when it comes to email marketing as well.
There it is. Is that all you got?
That was a good one, I thought.
No, it was wonderful. I just wanted to make sure I didn't cut you off and like.
You didn't. If you've learned one thing, go work on your email list this week. I know that is on my list for today.
It's the Social Soundbite every Wednesday around 7:50. How do we find out about you, sir?
You can learn more at branddrivendigital.com, including about our social brand forum at the IMU on September 14th, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Is there a discount?
Oh, there is, in fact, Jerry, if you use promo code KXIC.
7:56, 58 degrees. Glad to have you in, Nick.
Thank you.
Have a great week. How is school going, by the way, really quick?
Oh, great. Everybody's on a bus heading somewhere.
There it is. The Social Soundbite every Wednesday on 800-KXIC.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.